You know, when I started this podcast, I had this, like, I don't know, outline in my head, or maybe like preconceived notion of how this was going to go. And I was like, all this shit to fucking talk about and all these things that I want to cover and blah, blah, blah. Right. And there's so much in the past, right? There's so much in the past that I want to bring forward and like show how it relates to day-to-day life. Like, that's so much of what I want to do with this. In finding my voice is kind of tying together those two worlds of how the fuck I got here. Right. Because it didn't happen overnight. It wasn't a, you know, something that just I woke up one day and this was my life. Like, that's not how this fucking happened. There was a lot of shit. And I mean, a lot of shit to get here. And I don't ever want to pretend like that wasn't the case. And also, I find it really interesting because I had all these ideas. Like, I had like a notebook, right? Like the notebook full of fucking things that I was going to like talk about on here. It was like subject matter and all the things. But I find that there's so many things happening in my day-to-day life that it's like, I have to talk about this first. Like every single fucking day, there's something that happens where I was like, oh my God, I have to put this on the podcast. And I realized that it's like, you get to do whatever the fuck you want. And like that free flow of consciousness just comes and it streams and it's so easy to just talk about what's actually happening right here, right now in this moment. And then just kind of see what happens and what comes out of my fucking mouth today. And it's cool and it's fun and exciting. You never know what I'm going to say. I know that some people script their podcasts and like, I didn't know that before, but I know that now. And, I can't do that shit. Like, it's boring to me. Like, I kind of enjoy the edge of like what I might say and be like, well, fuck it, send it. Because, you know, real unicorns don't wear pants and all that shit. And like, sometimes shit just comes out of my mouth before I can stop it. And that's been like legit the experience of my whole life, right? It's like some things just happen because I didn't close my mouth or like didn't have the inclination to close my mouth. And like, that just sets a whole bunch of shit in motion. And at some point in my life, people are like, your fucking mouth is going to get you into trouble. And my mouth has gotten me into a lot of trouble, but it's also gotten me into a lot of cool shit. It's gotten me into a lot of like very exclusive like nightclub back parties and like things like that where I probably shouldn't have been there. It got me into, you know, like the VIP booth with Lil Wayne and, you know, in a table next to Chuck Liddell and Jenna Jameson. Like, my life is weird that way because sometimes I just, you know, I spout off, like things just come out of my mouth and I'm like, oh fuck, did I just say that? But it's too late. You already said it. Words fucking matter. And like, they create flow. They create patterns that happen, whether you want to or not. And the things that we think and the things that we feel and the things that we motherfucking say, it maps our whole life, right? Isn't that fucking fascinating? So today, this morning, it's early today. It's early for me today. It's a Sunday morning. My fiance went fishing today and he was so fucking excited because of COVID, like all the lakes have been fucking shut down and they finally opened his favorite fishing lake. And he knows that it's just full of giant, enormous fish. And I hope that he catches a million of them today so that, because if he doesn't, I don't want to see the sad look of disappointment on his face when he comes home if he doesn't catch like a fucking Goliath fish today. But he went fishing. So I'm here all by myself, kind of enjoying the silence. And there's a lot of turmoil in the vibration out in group world today. And it's funny because like you can like see it ripple. Like it's like when everyone's having a good day, everyone's having a good day. And when everyone's having a bad day, everyone's having a shit day. And you can see it throughout the whole groups. And it's really interesting how everybody kind of ties together with that. So this morning, one of my clients tagged me in some post. And like, you guys, like, I don't call it nonstop notifications for nothing. Like, seriously, like I wake up to, you know, hundreds of notifications every fucking day. You know, I named my program. Well, actually my fiance named my program Nonstop Notifications. And we were kind of talking about the payment notifications of like that ding, 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 which is why you might notice that ding in my, in my podcast intro is a, you know, I'm nodding there to Nonstop Notifications, but anyways, so I wake up to a lot of notifications and, you know, I don't get to all of them and I pick and choose intuitively what I respond to and what I don't respond to. And I, you know, I do the things, right? And so one of my clients tagged me in something recommending me, right? Which is always a super nice thing when your clients like give you a nod, like you go over there, you say thank you, and you mean it, right? Because you're a good fucking human. So I was like, yeah, thanks for the love. And like, she was recommending me to somebody else. And so I just, you know, kind of candidly suggested like, hey, if you want to chat, just, you know, let me know. Like, there's a link to my calendar, like no big deal. But she was just looking for help with group growth or whatever. And I didn't really take the time to like read where the post was like, or do any of those things. Like I just responded and I was on to the next. Well, then my phone starts really fucking dinging. It's like, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and I like open it, you know, thinking something is wrong. And I open it and the admin of this group has just straight up lost her shit. Like, I mean, just hissy fit, just pink and white and taupe fluffy hissy fit all over the fucking place. Oh, so great, right? Just fucking losing her shit. Scarcity mindset, you guys. It's fucking ugly, dude. It's fucking ugly. And remember, when you post something on the internet, other people can read it and screenshot it and screencast it and save it forever. God, I'm so glad we didn't fucking have Facebook in high school. Like, Jesus, right? What a fucking disaster that would have been. But, you know, she lost her shit and had, and we all do this, right? We all get triggered by something and we fly off the handle and we say something fucking snappy. And she was like, I just hate it. I just hate it. I hate that everybody keeps recommending your group in my group. And it's like, bitch, you do realize this makes you look like a fucking monster. And she's not a monster. She's not. Like, she just is having a bad day. And so she just kind of flipped the fuck out. And I went to respond like, hey, Britt, like, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't realize that I was in your group. I mean, she changes the name of her group fairly frequently. So it's like, I, you know, I just, I wouldn't know the name if I saw it, right? Like, I just wouldn't. You know, people change their groups for whatever reasons. And so like, I just genuinely didn't know where I was. But of course, she like took my head off and was like, you have to, you know, kick all these people out. You know, I mean, just freaking the fuck out. Like, there's so many people in this group recommending your group. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Like, and I'm not sorry because selling is serving. And if somebody has a fucking problem that I have the solution to, like, sorry, not sorry, I'm going to offer that fucking solution. And if you don't like that, then don't have a fucking group or kick me out. I don't care. Kick me out of your group. Like, what the fuck do I give a shit about your fucking, you know, your little pond over here where you have to be in charge of everything and you are the only one. It's sad. And I feel that empathy because I know that somebody taught her to be like that. Like, you know, and I'm just, it's so grateful that I don't teach my clients to be like that because it's so painful. It's so painful to be in suffering land where it's like, you feel like everything is happening to you. Like the fact that like somebody else recommended someone else in your group is like gonna ruin your day today. Like that sucks, dude. Like that sucks. Like it doesn't have to be like that. And so she deleted all the comments like super fast, but not before I screenshotted them. You never know when you're going to need that shit, dude. You never know when you're going to need it. And you're never going to know when you can like pop it on your podcast or put it into an email sequence, whatever the fuck you want to do, right? Marketing 101, save everything. I actually, my coach and I have this conversation about, you know, apparently he has a lot of haters and I don't know how anybody could hate him because I think he's fucking lovely, but I guess I have the blinders on, right? I got the love blinders on. I think my coach is the fucking shit, but apparently a lot of people fucking hate him and I just wasn't brought into the world before him. So I didn't ever see people talking shit about him, but he's like, yeah, Nicole, like fucking for real. He's like, my Facebook ads get all these fucking hater aid on him. And, he screenshots them all and his assistant removes them so he doesn't have to sit there and suffer through reading all the comments, which I totally get. But, you know, whenever I get a nasty comment or something that happens like that, I screenshot it and I put it in this little fucking file, you know, in a doc file, because we are eventually going to do this thing when I have enough of them where I want to do like celebrity mean tweet style. There's also this, I can't remember what bar it is, but there was some bar that did a fucking bar and restaurant, like did this bang up campaign where they like, they took all the Yelp reviews, like the bad, like the one star Yelp reviews. And they put them onto like, they had those, like the servers do kind of like, I don't know, Sarah McLachlan-esque commercials where it was like, it was like super sad and it was in black and white and like kind of gave you that same feeling that like, you know, there were starving puppies in Africa or whatever. And like this, the server has got on in this black and white thing and read the Yelp reviews in this context of like, poor me, right? And it was like, and then the server forgot to bring my mayonnaise. And like, I mean, she's like crying. I mean, it's fucking epic, right? So I'm saving all the haterade because eventually I'm going to do like a celebrity mean tweet campaign. I keep telling my coach he should do it, but do celebrity mean tweets and read all the fucking haterade on a, you know, some sort of platform with it. Because I just think it's baller, dude. Like, you know, there's haters. Haters are going to fucking hate. Like, that's just how it goes. People get so fucking ruffled. But you know, it's all part of the game. It's all part of the fun. And you got to let that shit roll off your back. Like if you internalize every fucking thing that somebody says to you, good, bad, or otherwise, like how is that good for you? Like it's not. Like let it go. Let it go. And if you're going to snap back, like at least be funny, because when somebody screenshots that shit, like you want somebody to read it and be like, well, at least she's funny. I had one yesterday where I posted a lead magnet to my next live. My next live is all about closing in the DMs. And like, I was like, hey guys, like I've closed, you know, color block posts. Like I've closed 150K in the last 7 months in Messenger. Like who wants to come watch the live? Like that's how you drive traffic to your fucking event, right? So I did that post and everyone's like, yes, yes, yes. And it has like fucking 500 comments on it or whatever. But there was one girl that was like, I want to see the 150K. I'm like, touche, fair enough, right? And I'm like, this bitch. And I'm kind of laughing, you know, and like having that thing where I'm like, all right, you know, I mean, I had the moment, right, where you get mad, like, fuck this bitch. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? But go ahead, question. We all get to question people. And she's right. You shouldn't fucking listen to somebody unless you know that they're making more money than you or that they know what they're talking about. And I think that's completely legit, right? So I was like, okay. So I jump on and I like write this fucking long post kind of thing into the comments. Cause you know, a connection happens in the comments for sure. And so I write this long post and I'm kind of like, it's kind of bitchy, right? It's like right on the edge of bitchy. And I'm like, oh yeah. So do you want to see my bank account or like, do you want to see like my hands full of like $100 bills? Like which way works for you? And then I like went on to, and I got on and I was like, here's a screencast of my Stripe account. I can't show you my PayPal because that shows everybody's fucking name and whatever. Oh, and here's my bank account too. Here's my bank account. This is after I just paid for fucking 13 lots that I'm developing into green housing living. And yeah, here, you know, like showed her like all the things, like set, like posted all this crap. And it's like, I'm really into like full butthole view. So like, here's my full butthole. Like you can go ahead and take a look. I said, I'm not one of those 10K bobblehead coaches, but thanks so much for checking. I kind of had this like funny little attitude and then reflected back like her diction and the way that she said it. And this girl handled it like a motherfucking champ. I was like, brah, fucking oh, like this girl was so good. She like hits the laughing emoji and she says, I'm an esthetician, so I'm used to seeing the full butthole. And I was like, boom, bitch, I just got mine waxed yesterday. I'm like, that's how it's done, folks. Like when something triggers you, when something offends you, ask yourself why. Why does this fucking offend me, right? What does this really fucking matter? What is this really about, right? And like, I don't like to be called out like that. Like, it, you know, kind of pushed my button a little bit to be like, you know, did you really make this money? Yes, bitch, I really fucking made this money. But I calmed down before I fucking posted that shit, right? Like I didn't like, it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. Like I waited a couple minutes. I asked myself like, what is this really about? Like, am I really offended that this girl asked for proof? Like, of course not. Like proof is warranted. Like, and I fully support that. So I'm going to give her the fucking proof. I'm going to show her my fucking Stripe account. I'm going to do the things and I'm going to be a little bit funny about it and like kind of poke fun at myself for being offended, right? Because, you know, we all get offended. If you pretend that you don't get offended, like you're part of the problem. Okay. You know, that's the people that are like, I've done mindset work before. Like, oh, if you have, then certainly you must be complete. Your mind must be set as if it's a destination, fucking peasants. But it's not, right? We know that mindset never fucking ends. Like the people who say that they, you know, have done mindset before are the people who need the most mindset fucking training. So it's looking at yourself, right? It's self-awareness. Because we all have the inclination to be low vibe trash. We really fucking do. It's a choice. We've been conditioned with low vibe trash our whole lives. Like, we really have. Like, people just complaining, like, and, you know, getting empathy, sympathy, whatever the fuck, you know, it warrants that poor me, that poor me mentality has been embedded into us, like, on the collective fucking level, like, spiritually. We all feel that intrinsic need to suffer, like, hello, insert religion, right? Like, collectively as a human species, we have created value amongst the suffering. So of course we have an inclination, you know, to do that, to be low vibe trash. It's a choice, right? The more you suffer, the more you really fucking care. That shit is not true. And you get to re-identify that for yourself, but it is a repatterning process. So it's not that you have to pretend that you don't have the low vibe inclination. It's just that when you have it, can you recognize it? Can you be self-aware? And can you stop yourself before you throw a hissy fit on motherfucking Facebook in front of everybody? She also, this girl that fucking flipped out of my post, not on my post, like the one that got recommended, her group where I offended her deeply. She also got on there and posted a big giant rant, and like not a funny one. Like, I'm all about a funny rant. Like, I'm into that shit. Like, if you're gonna be funny about it, I'm all about it. But she was very serious, and she was like, this fucking bitch and her fucking unicorn group, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just like throwing up everywhere. It's like, I just can't take it anymore. And you people that are in here recommending her group, like, you are just followers. You are just followers. And like fucking temper tantrum everywhere. She's like, be a leader, be your own person. It's like, if you have a group, like, you're leading people, like, the people that are in your group are going to follow you. Like, that's part of the indoctrinating process. It's part of expanding the wonder ripple. Like, that's not something to be ashamed of. You know, you can still, like, tout somebody else's fucking feelings and vibe and all of the things and still be your own person. Calm down, Becky. You know, and it's just one of those things that's super funny because all press is good press, right? Like, I had the inclination to like tag my group in the post. Of course I didn't. But I definitely had the inclination to do so. But it's all press is good press. Like, if you really fucking hate me so much, like, get out of my group and don't talk about me. Like, that's all. Like, if something really deeply offends you and you're not happy about it, like, just not responding is a response. You get that, right? Like, if we don't pay anything, any attention, then we let go, right? And we go on with our lives and things get bigger and better and better because you're not focused on what's fucking irking you and what's causing the low vibe trash. But if you go into that mindset of like, I'm going to call this girl out, and like, and I do this shit all the time. Like, I call them out, draw attention to them and do the things as a marketing tactic. And for her, it's like, her marketing tactic just had the opposite effect. You know, like, I got an extra fucking 10 people join my group today because of her outburst. And the members in my group who saw that post screenshotted it and sent it to me and were like, oh my God, bitch, like, that didn't work. That didn't work for you. And maybe some of the people in her group were like, oh, yay, go team or whatever. And good for her. I hope that it did work because, you know, that's me practicing what I preach, right? You gotta stand for something. And if you're gonna stand for something, you should stand against something else. And if you want to stand against high vibe unicorns, then be my guest. No, literally, come on the podcast. It'll be fun. I also had that question today. I've had a lot of people asking me if they can be guests on the podcast. And I don't know. I don't know about this because here's my take on this. Like, I don't like listening to guests on other people's podcasts. That shit irritates me because, like, I listen to the podcast to listen to that person. That's why I listen to it, not to listen to their guests, because their guests like break the cadence, right? Like, it's very fucking slow, which I don't enjoy. Like, I even like want to talk faster on my podcast. Like, I like to talk fast, and like as the episodes go by, like, I'm like trying to like feel out how fast I can talk because I don't like slow fucking podcasts. That shit irritates me. And anytime that you have a guest on, Like, that's how it's going to be, because you have like the exchange, the back and forth, somebody has to think about the answer, blah, blah, blah. And it's slow. And I just don't like that. Like, it's just not my fucking cup of tea to listen to. I realize that I am not my target demographic necessarily for my own podcast. So I'm going to let the market dictate whether I bring on guests or not. But, I don't know. Like, I understand the strategic alignment piece of like, if I bring on a guest that has an enormous fucking email list, then I get my podcast out in front of other people, and like into their networks and all of that stuff. And I see the value in that marketing wise, as long as they still fit within the fucking vibe, right? As long as they still fit the flow pattern and like really help like to, I don't know, contribute to what my audience wants. Like, that's important to me. And I'm not willing to like sacrifice the quality of the conscious streaming in order to gain followers. I don't need to do that. But if there was somebody that like I really wanted to fucking talk to on there, you guys, I don't know if this is like allowed in podcast land, but I'm going to do it anyways. But, you know, I listened to a podcast, and like one of the podcasts that got me into the whole idea of like, you should have a podcast, was Call Her Daddy. And I've listened to Call Her Daddy since it started back in the day. And like, you know, it's been a couple years, and like listened to like their stuff. And like, that was the thing that made me be like, oh my God, I can totally do this. I can totally do this, because they had their little slut-tastic stories, and it was like really fun to listen to and really funny. But I was like, oh man, these bitches, they got shit on me. Like, I am so much worse than that. And so like it got into my head that I was like, oh my God, I could totally do a podcast, because like if they could do it, like so could I, and like that thing. So if Alex or Sophia ever wanted to come onto the fucking podcast, like I would be down with that. And they split up, which is super sad to me, but you know, girls and the fucking girl drama, it's always a thing. But if like Alex or Sophia wanted to fucking come on to the podcast, like, or if Alex and Sophia wanted to come onto the podcast and I could like mediate their fight, that would be super cool. But other than that, I don't really see like too many other people where I'm like, I would love to have that person on my podcast. And I know I'm supposed to be making my like dream 100 list of like who I would want to be on here. But so far it hasn't really tickled my fancy to like get to that point. But maybe it's just because I haven't like run out of things to say yet. Like, once I start to like dwindle down, and once I get, you know, maybe 100, 200 episodes under my belt, like I'll want to bring on guests. But like right now, like I just enjoy the cadence. I enjoy the flow. I enjoy my constant like thought process being spewed out, and, you know, being able to share my experiences with you. And maybe that's a little bit narcissistic, right? It's me all the time. Maybe you guys think that. I don't fucking know what you think, but for right now, like I'm enjoying it. So I'm not ready to bring on guests. And as much as you guys are all reaching out, like, I very much appreciate that you want to be on the podcast. That makes me feel good. But I'm not ready. I'm not ready to let other people come play in my house yet. It's mine. And I've had this experience a little bit in the group. Like, now I only in the group, I only let my clients do spotlights with me. So there's, you know, a few exceptions there. But for the most part, it's only my clients that I really let come on in the group, because how else would I choose, right? How else would I tell somebody yes or tell somebody no? So if you're one of my clients, then yes, like you can come on, because that's a qualification process. You can come speak to my audience and pitch, of course, because I'm all about the pitching with passion. I'm all about that shit. So you can come on. And I actually allow another feature too in my group, where if you are one of my clients, you can also go live in my group anytime the fuck you want, which is a cool feature, because it's, you know, 11,200 people and growing every day. And so you get access to that as part of your package with me, which a lot of other admins are charging quite a bit of money for. So I think it's a nice little bonus. And I like to situate it that way, so I don't, like, there's a barrier to entry, right? And, you know, I also know that if you're my client, then you will be indoctrined into my vibe and my way of thinking. And at some point you will resonate, you know, with me enough to speak to my audience that they'll, that they will be receptive. And also, I know that you're not going to come on there and fucking low vibe trash up my group with your fucking garbage because you've been through my program, right? So I feel like there's a bit of a learning curve and a little bit of a process there of how you start to bring in and bring other people into your audience. Because at first in the group, I let anybody do it, and it was difficult to manage, and it wasn't like good. It didn't have a good response. They didn't get clients out of it. And I kind of felt like I was abusing my audience in the process. So it's super important to me that we stay in alignment. And it's the same kind of thing with the fucking podcast, right? So it's all about the vibe. And if your vibe aligns, then yes, like, then there's a lot of pieces there that can work out for us, and we can collaborate and do the things. But I don't just collaborate with anybody. And this is a perfect example why. Like that girl, you know, in her group, like a couple weeks ago, she had sent me a message, and she was like, hey, like, is it okay if I post? Which is ridiculous, because it is okay if you post in the group, like, and you know that because you're in the fucking group, like you're just trying to get in my fucking DMs for no fucking reason. And she sends me a message and she says, hey, babe, which she knows I hate, because I actively talk about how much I hate pet names from people that don't fucking know me. Like, you don't know me, don't call me babe, sweetie, fucking dear, fuck off. Like, I hate that shit. Bitch works better. But so she's like, hey, babe, I'm doing this charity project, blah, blah, blah. And like goes on about her fucking charity. And she's like, can I post in the group? I'm like, of course you can. Like, don't waste my time in my DMs. Like, you know that you're allowed to fucking create quality self-promotion in my group. That's what makes it different from my group, different from your group. You don't have to ask my permission, and asking my permission is a waste of my motherfucking time. So I just got her out of my DMs real quick and was like, yeah, sure, do whatever the fuck you want, whatever. But it's like, you know, that leverage point where, yeah, you can do that, but like, I'm not going to fucking be an ambassador for you. I'm not going to do a live about your thing and bring you in if you're not one of my clients. And this is exactly why, because I don't want my name tied to your low vibe trash. Like, I don't want that shit. Like, I don't want people to think that like you're one of my clients and that you behave like that. Like, ugh, it's gross, right? Like, I don't want that shit, which is kind of an interesting notion, right? As you bring on more and more clients and as you keep growing, you know, I'm almost to 100 clients now. And it's like, you can't control the masses. Like, you can't control the masses. You don't know what's going to happen. Some people are going to crush it. Some people are not going to crush it. Some people are going to take your course, and they're going to take it because they wanted to learn one fucking thing. And then that's it. And then they're going to continue on with their low vibe trash and, you know, name drop, which is kind of what happened to me in the bar industry, right? Is like, I had this one bitch, dude. Like, this bitch was fucking unreal. She, God. Makes me so mad to just even fucking think about it. Still mad. I could do some work around that one for sure. Trigger points. She kind of had this like orphan mentality, bad parents, adopted, all the fucking things, right? So extra susceptible to me wanting to help because I feel the thing, right? And she, I actually met her through my mom, and my mom had like let her stay at my house. I mean, obviously I don't live there anymore. I'm an adult, but like she let her stay at my mom's house. Like she stayed at my mom's house for a while. And my mom kind of helped her out and took her under her wing. My mom is a very like, just generous person. She likes to help. Like that's kind of the world that we grew up in. Like her parents, own the trash company, here locally. They own the trash company, and my grandpa looked just like motherfucking Santa Claus. And, you know, my grandma just had this propensity to take in orphans, you know, and like, you know, people that were struggling, like she fed them dinner. Like that's the Italian way, right? She'd take them in and do the thing. And so my mom is very much that way. So she took this girl in and helped her get on her feet and did all the things and, you know, was playing mom for her. Filling her empty nest syndrome for sure, but helping because that's what my mom fucking does. Like she genuinely cares about people. And you know, it's a very tender hearted quality that she has. So she took her in and then she was like, hey, you know, like this girl needs a job. Like, can you help? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So like I met with her and did the things and brought her under my wing, under my bartender wing. And I helped her, you know, kind of get the skill set and learn about the booze and get enough. And I helped her get a couple jobs, and, you know, make money and do all the things. And I introduced all of my contacts and I brought her into the Bartenders Guild and, you know, set her up with people in different cities and cocktail competitions and all this shit. Right. And then this bitch fucking straight stabs me in the fucking back, stabs me in the fucking back. She sleeps with, one of the higher ups in the guild, right? She sleeps with him. And I was like, dude, this is not a good idea. Like, I kind of like gave her like the warning. I mean, she's in her early 20s and this dude is in his 50s. And I was like, he's married. Like, he's married and this is not a good idea for you. Like, you know, don't do this. And she was like, fuck you, I do what I want. I'm like, all right, whatever. So she did it anyways. She did it anyways. Gross. Bleh. And whatever, we're all adults. And so it's just kind of one of those things where like she was so offended that I fucking, you know, tried to chin check her and help her for her own good, which I guess maybe I shouldn't have. But anyways, so she, this guy doesn't like me after the fact, of course, right? Of course, because I'm sure that she told him what I said. And like, quite honestly, this guy was slimy in the beginning. Like I didn't trust him from the get. But she got in cahoots with him and he got her to write a letter saying that I was embezzling. And so like this whole thing ensued. And like, you know, you guys know the story about fucking the end of the bartender's guild for me about being impeached and all that shit. But it's really funny to say the word impeached. I was the president. Ridiculous. What a silly little game we played. And so I was impeached and all of the things off these false pretenses. Which was enough to, you know, I obviously hated this girl after this. It was like, you fucking cunt. Like, how could you do this after everything that I've done for you, after everything that my family has done for you? Like, who the fuck do you think you are? So I cut her out. Like, you know, I cut her out of my life and my mom didn't, because that's just how my mom is. So she kept being fucking cool with her and all the things. But I was like, I legit will not come over to your house if she's there. Like, this is not fucking happening. Like, fuck this bitch. Like, I won't deal with it. And so, you know, the girl crime, always the girl crime, because, you know, these fucking girls have just been fucking me over my whole life. So I then find out later, okay, this is like probably a year, maybe 2 years later, somebody calls me and it's like a weird number from like, from Hawaii. Right. And I'm like, who the fuck is calling me from Hawaii? But I know a lot of people in the bartender community over there. So I answer the fucking phone and it is a bar owner, because this fucking bitch has name dropped me on her resume. Right. So they're like, oh yeah. Like, Nicole mentored me, blah, blah, blah. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to stab me in the back, tell everyone that I fucking embezzled when I fucking didn't, and do all this fucked up shit to me. And then you're going to drop my name to get a job. Fuck you, bitch. Like, seriously, who does that? Who fucking does that? But that's the fucking problem. Right? That's low vibe trash. That's low vibe trash users and abusers, people who will do anything to get ahead, who will step on you, who will fucking put their hand on your throat. You know, I mean, no scruples, no fucking problems. And it's sad. It's sad that this is so fucking prevalent, but it's just the God honest truth. And that's why I don't like the word careful. Careful is not a word that I choose to use very often. Like, I like careful as much as I like struggle. It's not that I want you to be careful. It's that I want you to be mindful. Be mindful of the connections that you're making and the people that you're getting into bed with, figuratively and literally. Be mindful of that, because there are long-term implications for these relationships. And when you're an entrepreneur and you're building your brand, especially in the beginning, It can be really tough. It's really tricky, because you just so desperately want to win. You want to be on top. You want to make good decisions. You want to be successful, but sometimes you align yourself with people that fuck you. And so it's not about being careful. It's just about being mindful and realizing that every relationship serves you in one way and limits you in another. And that awareness is key. So whenever you're setting up for like a JV partnership, or if you're going to let somebody come into your audience, you're going to let somebody come onto your podcast, whatever it is, check for the alignment first and ask yourself this question, like, how does this person being in my audience serve me and how does it limit me? Knowing what you're getting into, as best you can, because obviously you can't predict backstabbing little whores. Like, that's, you know, that's can be tricky, but knowing at least at some level what you're getting yourself into is going to help you to be more aware and to make better decisions for your business. Because that's the thing, guys, right? Like, low vibe is trash. Low vibe is trash. And the only way to combat low vibe is, of course, with high vibe, which is something that I actively practice. So it was like today, after that fucking bitch said, like, posted that nasty post and like did all the things today, you know, I'm going to do the podcast. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to feel about it, do the thing and share. Right. And also today I will be posting 3 posts that are in the high vibe format rather than like going into my group and like increasing that low vibe energy that's obviously in the atmosphere right now. Like this podcast won't come out for months, right? Like this podcast won't come out for months. And so it's something where like it'll be a past tense thing by the time you're listening to this. So in real life today, I document it, I use it for content creation, and then also I go into my group and I don't talk about it. Instead, I post 3 posts today. The first one that I just did this morning already was, hey, like I love to see other badasses crushing it, like tag somebody that you highly recommend and, you know, drop a testimonial today. And I'll do 2 more of the same kind of ilk of people supporting each other, rather than going into this thing of like, can you believe what this bitch did? Like I'll put that on the podcast, right? Because then it's future content that helps and serves, not content that contributes to dragging the vibe down today. So you get to look at that in your business. You get to look at how your ripple expands and impacts other people today. So rather than going and lashing back out at her, which of course is the initial reaction, right? It's like, fuck this bitch. But that doesn't really serve my audience. And that doesn't really serve me, right? I get to come on here, get it all out, hash it all out so that you guys can listen to it in the future. So that you know what it was like for me in the fucking moment. But also you get to go back and be like, yeah, I remember that fucking post that you did about, you know, recommending other people. And now I know why you did that, right? And that's like that secret kind of layer. And that's what's so cool about the podcast is, and these multiple levels of audience, is that there's so many strategic development layers. And this is my jam, you guys. I get so fucking hyped up on the strategy. I get high on it, dude. Like, give me another line of that shit. I fucking love it. I love the strategy, but it's like I get to see it on multiple layers. Like, this piece of content goes onto my podcast land and shoots back. But I'm also got this piece of the group so that you guys can remember that layer by layer of how this unfolds. And I'm sure that something else will come of this just because of how, like, ratchet her response was. Like, I'm sure I'll get a client or 2 out of it, honestly. Waiting for my phone to ding for someone to be like, fuck that bitch, I want to work with you. Which is like what will happen today. I love it. I fucking love it. Wonder Ripple in full effect. All right, guys, remember, don't be low vibe trash, okay? And when you have the inclination to be, that's okay. We all do. Sit with it. Feel into it. Ask yourself, what is this really about? Don't stuff it down deep and never talk about it. Fucking look at it. Be honest with your fucking self. If you can't be honest with anybody else, at least be honest with your motherfucking self about it. Journal about it. Write about it. Do a fucking future cast about it. Put it in a time capsule. Do whatever you got to fucking do. But feel into what that is really about for you and soothe your core distressing emotions, like literally at the lowest level possible. And that's the beauty of low vibe, okay? Is that when you're in low vibe, you're also very close to your core distressing emotions. That's why you're so easily triggered, right? You have that like, ugh, abandonment hits, ugh, injustice hits, right? And you feel it so much more like deeply than you do when you're in high vibe. And that's how low vibe serves you, is that when you're in low vibe, you can access your core distressing emotions with ease. And when you can do that, you can get in there and you can fucking reprogram them and actually treat the real cause instead of just treating all the symptoms up top. So that's how fucking low vibe serves you. So, you know, kind of get your head around that. Get your feels around that. And when you're in low vibe, recognize it and don't have that guilt and shame of like, oh, I'm fucking low vibe. Blah. Don't, it's not guilt and shame, right? It's the ability to see. It's the awareness of how this fucking serves you, because it does. So find that piece for yourself. Get into that low vibe. Sink into it a little bit. Go a little deeper. Like they talk about rock bottom for a reason. Get into there and reprogram, because you can. You can change your mind anytime you want. And when you soothe that distressing emotion at that low level, it's going to fucking ripple out in all of the coolest, best fucking ways. Okay, guys. Real unicorns don't wear pants, and neither should you. Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdon'twearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button and remember, #fuckpants.